The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A Typical Artist presents Look Up, created by Brigham Snow. This is episode 5, Games.
Assume that people are going to pee in a pool.
That's exactly what you need to assume. Public pool equals pee. Full stop.
There were barely any kids there.
I know.
You're saying full-grown, functioning adults are peeing in public pools.
Operative word being functioning. The functioning adult is a myth. And the only reason I'm walking close to you right now is because you showered after. Oh my god. Oh no.
What?
I can't believe it. I don't have my telescope. We spent the whole day together, and I didn't even think that when we got back to pretend to fall asleep. I'm sorry. I can bike back to my house and get it.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No. I can go get it.
I picked you up. Remember, you don't have your bike.
Oh, that's right.
Why do you stop walking?
Why are you still walking?
Because our usual spot is right up ahead.
But I forgot the telescope.
So... You know, we can hang out still without the telescope. We don't have to do that tonight.
We don't?
Not unless that's the only reason you're out here.
I thought that's why we were doing this.
I mean, yeah, but that's not the only reason. You know that. It's not even the main one.
What's the main reason?
So we can hang out.
But we already did that today.
So you don't want to hang out?
No, I do. But we already...
Did that today?
Yeah.
You know, we can keep hanging out. There's no rule against that.
Oh. Right.
So... You want to keep walking?
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Cool.
I can't believe I forgot my telescope.
Guess we were having so much fun. This is like shaking you to your core. Do you need me to do anything?
No, sorry. I'm being weird. I guess...
What?
I'm not used to doing things without... You know.
No, I don't.
A pretense.
A pretense? What do you mean?
Like a reason for us to hang out.
Okay. Sit down.
What?
Just sit down. I've got a reason for you.
What?
I like you a lot, Emmett.
Okay.
And I like spending time with you.
Okay.
I like talking with you.
Okay.
I feel like every time you say okay, you want me to give you more of a reason. That's all I've got. Other than what I thought was obvious, but we're friends.
Right. That's a good reason.
I think so.
So you don't want to do the stargazing anymore?
No, I'd like to keep doing that, but that doesn't need to be the only pretense that we see each other. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, I'm outside of my body right now for some reason.
Why?
You know how you're like every age you've ever been?
What?
Like, all of our memories and experiences and stuff. Like, I'm my age right now, but I'm also 15-year-old me and 14, and right now, in this moment, 13.
You're 13?
Just that back in Houston, Deering, Beckett Hill, those nights. It was after 2 years of our parents' training, combined family dinners, orientations, that first press stuff. We were just thrown together. And I felt like the nerdy sidekick that you were forced to sit next to or something.
That's how you felt?
Wasn't that how you felt?
I never really thought about that. I always liked being around you.
And then after they left, and I asked you if you wanted to look through my telescope, I thought I was maybe still some charity case. Like you were doing your mom a favor by doing my mom's a favor by hanging out with me. Still. Even after they left.
A charity case?
And I thought we'd hang out for like a week, max. And then you stayed. And you kept coming. And we kept talking. And it became a thing. And then I didn't think about it anymore. I mean, I knew you were popular then and you could have been hanging out with anybody, but you kept choosing to show up in the middle of the night, even during school, to just be there with me. And then one night, you didn't show up, and then another, and then all of, like, my first fears came true. Why are you...
I'm hugging you.
I know you're hugging me, but why?
I didn't mean to make you feel that way.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
It was forever ago anyway.
Still.
Thanks. Anyway, I don't have the telescope tonight. Like, the reason we're doing this, the reason why we did it back then, and you're telling me we don't need it. Not just that we don't need it, but that you'd like that we look through it. But that's not the only reason you're hanging out with me.
It isn't. I really like you, Emmett. And that's every age of me, too.
Even 13?
Especially 13.
Especially?
Yeah.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. Maybe you should get your telescope?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's right. I don't have my bike. I still need to ride.
Emmett.
What?
I was joking. It was a dumb joke.
Oh, right.
Okay, sit back down across from me.
Okay.
We're gonna loosen up.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
Let's play a game.
All right.
How about Never Have I Ever?
I'm sorry, that's supposed to loosen me up. That made my stomach drop.
Why?
Isn't that a drinking game people do at, like, high school parties to, like...
What?
We don't have alcohol.
We have juice pouches.
Never have I ever with juice pouches.
Unless you're chicken or something.
How is this supposed to chill me out?
I'm sorry. Let's just play, okay? It'll be fun.
Okay.
Grab yourself a juice and toss me one. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
Never have I ever peed in a pool.
That's a lie.
No, it isn't. Also, that's not how you play.
You've absolutely peed in a pool.
Why would you say that?
Because I sense that you have, that's all.
Sorry to disappoint. Nope.
Are you serious? Really, you haven't?
Wait.
What?
You totally have.
What?
Of course, that's why you're suspicious of everyone else. It makes total sense because you're one of the people we all have to watch out for.
No.
Oh, the guilt you've got to feel.
No.
You can't lie.
No.
You can't.
Lincoln.
Emmett.
Fine.
Oh my God.
I was little.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You're a pool pee drink.
Fine.
All right, your turn.
Fine. Never have I ever played Never Have I Ever.
Really?
No.
Then why were you so worried if you've never played.
Exactly for that reason.
So how do you know why people play this game in the first place?
I don't know. I just do.
Fine. I'll drink.
So you've played this before?
In middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah, like at parties.
Middle school parties? Those were things?
I mean, more like kickbacks in the basement with, like, honestly, juice pouches.
Now do you get why I was nervous around you?
Wait, you were nervous? You just said you thought we were hanging out because...
Of course I was nervous. I'm nervous about everything.
Okay, you keep saying that. Like, that your aunt made you a certain way or whatever, but we hung out before she sunk her teeth in you, so...
She didn't sink her teeth in me. I love my Aunt Whitney. She just maybe encourages the frustrating parts of me that were always there.
So, what else are you afraid of?
You want a list?
Sure.
We'd be here all night. But some highlights off the top of my head? Driving, flying, heights, social situations, meeting new people, the dark, traveling, not having control, not knowing the outcome of something.
Knowing the outcome of something, isn't that like life?
Oh, life, right. I'm nervous about that too.
Come on, haven't you done anything, like just one thing that you didn't think about? Something that you just did, not knowing what was going to happen?
Nope. I mean, coming here the first night, not knowing if you'd show.
Just so you know, I was nervous back in our park, too.
Wait, what?
All right, never have I ever stolen something.
Wait, go back. What?
I'll tell you about that some other time. Never have I ever stolen something. No?
Nope, me neither.
Okay.
Never have I ever had a sleepover.
Wait, you've never slept over a friend's house?
That's right.
Not even birthday parties?
Nope.
Crashing at a friend's place because your parents were out of town?
Not even out of the Earth's atmosphere.
Why?
Why do you keep acting surprised that I'm a loser?
You're not a loser.
It's okay. It's all right. I know I am. I'm used to it. I'm not saying it for, like, pity or whatever. I just am. I'm a loser.
I don't think you're a loser.
Well, invite me to a sleepover sometime. No, I mean...
Okay. Maybe I will. I want to break you out of shitting on yourself, man. Promise me you'll stop with the loser stuff and comparing us and coming up with reasons to be mean to yourself.
Whose turn is it?
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I don't know. Is this part of the game?
No, but what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, scary or weird or whatever. Nothing's off limits.
I don't really do crazy things.
It's my turn. Never have I ever kissed someone I actually care about.
No?
No.
I mean, neither have I, obviously.
Truth or dare?
I thought we were...
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Have you ever kissed anybody before?
No.
Why?
Because...
Truth or dare?
Aren't I supposed to ask you now?
Not this time. Truth or dare? Pick dare.
What?
Pick dare.
Okay, dare.
Whatever it is, you have to do it, okay?
What?
Just say you'll do it no matter what.
Okay.
You have to promise.
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
I'm not doing this.
You have to. Those are the rules.
The rules of a kid's game. There's no, like, governing body or document that says I have to do anything in Truth or Dare, especially when I didn't even know that we were playing.
Okay, but I'm going in.
Why?
Because it's crazy and it'll be fun and I want to. And you should too. You know why?
No, why?
Because you don't know the outcome.
I told you I hate that.
But you could love it once you're in there. Or you could hate it. You might step on something weird or get swept out.
This isn't helping.
Or you could swallow salt water or have a wave hit and you're taken back to the shore and it feels amazing, like you're flying.
I told you I hate flying. None of this sounds great.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Jumping into the ocean in the middle of the night, that's fun?
Come on, jump in with me.
No way, it'll be cold.
So? Besides, it's Florida in July. It's gonna be fine.
And how would we dry off?
I don't know. Air dry? You're thinking way too much. Just do it. Go with it.
Our clothes aren't gonna air dry.
Well, it's a good thing that we're not jumping in with our clothes on.
What?
I'm not saying we go skinny dipping. Just strip down to your underwear and leave the rest here. What? Emmett, you saw me like this all day.
In your trunks, not your other trunks.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Here.
What are you doing?
Can I?
Okay.
Sorry, I thought this would be easier.
It's fine, just leave me here like this.
With your shirt over your face?
Just leave me here like this, please.
Knock it off.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sure.
Am I all set now?
Your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, step out of them.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to do this?
Not really.
Nice boxers.
Thanks.
Are you nervous?
Terrified.
Just don't think about it.
Okay.
I'm gonna count to three, then we run it.
Okay.
Just don't think. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Wait, no.
Ready?
Yeah, okay.
One, two, three!
Woohoo! Oh my god, I think I saw salt water.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You did it!
I know, it's awful! Oh, you're gonna splash me?
Yep.
Oh, it's on.
Come and get me then.
That was...
Yeah?
That was...
I know, right?
Yeah. I've never done anything like that before.
You're stronger than you look. I wasn't expecting you to dunk me under.
Sorry.
No, it was... It was awesome.
I'm glad you got me to do that.
Sure. Thanks for trusting me.
Of course. I know it's been a long time and we only just became friends again.
Yeah.
But I think I trust you more than anyone. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm laying here, soaking wet. And I know that when I get up, my back is going to be, like, covered in sand. But I don't care. I'd normally be thinking about, well, a lot of things that would be getting stuck in my head, but I'm not thinking about any of that. I can hear my heart beating right now. It's so loud. It's crazy. I feel...
Yeah. Me too.
Look at the stars. They're really amazing, aren't they? I love them.
Pretty amazing.
They're somewhere out there.
Our moms?
Yeah. But right now, with you, I don't feel so alone like I did when they left.
Me too.
I feel amazing.
Tell me about it.
What do you mean?
What do you feel right now?
Yeah, amazing. Lighter. Like, I can do anything. Thanks for everything today.
I haven't had this much fun in a long time.
By the way, you've got nothing to be worried about with your skin.
My skin?
Sorry, the vitiligo thing?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I get a tan, it gets more obvious.
You definitely don't have to worry about it.
What do you mean?
Well, you're...
What?
Never mind.
You just said you could do anything. Tell me. Don't worry.
You're beautiful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, it's okay. I think you are, too.
Like on the inside, though, right?
And out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I want to do something right now.
Thinking?
Now I'm nervous.
Don't think.
Figures. I'm actually nervous about not knowing the outcome.
But I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay? Thank you. What's wrong?
We should go.
What?
I'm saying I think we should go. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you okay?
Uh-huh. We should, it's just late.
For sure. Are you sure? Hey, Lincoln, if
I think we're dry enough. I'll drop you off.
Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Look Up is a production of Atypical Artists. The voice of Emmett is Evan Bittencourt. The voice of Lincoln is Brigham Snow. Look Up is created, written, directed, sound designed, and produced by Brigham Snow, and executive produced by Lauren Chipman. Foley by Raul Vega and Brigham Snow. Theme and music by Imprisoned. Special thanks to Lillian Holman, Jordan Cope, James Bernard, and The Menaces. For more information on Look Up, head to atypicalartist.co and make sure to check out our other shows while you're there. Thank you for listening. We hope you join us for the next episode.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.